This is Ozarks at Large. Last February, Northwest Arkansas residents packed into the Momentary as the new contemporary art space celebrated its grand opening with a weekend full of visual art, dance, and music. After just a few weeks, the Bentonville venue had to scale things back because of the pandemic. However, they have continued hosting exhibitions, and yesterday, museum officials shared details about their three newest shows during a virtual media preview. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has more.
This marks the first time the contemporary art space has hosted three separate exhibitions at the same time. Visual arts curator Lauren Haynes says guests can expect more of this going forward.
We opened with State of the Art 2020, then we had Nick Cave Until. And so this season allows us to get into what will be a more typical rhythm where we have a mix of scale and size exhibitions.
The newest exhibition is Diana Al-Hadid, Ash in the Trade Winds, which is on view today through June 13th. Al-Hadid immigrated to the United States from Syria as a child and currently lives in Brooklyn, New York. The solo exhibition features 10 wall panels, drawings, and sculptures created between 2018 and 2021. Drawing inspiration from literature, architecture, and art history, Al-Hadid's work dissolves feminine forms and landscapes into approximations of their original source. Assistant curator Caitlin Garcia Maestas says the artist travels across time, but brings everything to this current moment, and having Al-Hadid address our present time has been very enlightening.
You know, I think we often have been talking about this as like the worst year ever, and Diana actually sent me an article that was titled like the worst year ever, and it was about this crazy year where there was famine and there was a plague and all these sort of catastrophic events. And so not to play down what this current moment has been last year and the pandemic, but to really offer some perspective and some hope that, you know, even though we have these challenging moments through history, artists always continue to make art to reflect on these moments. And, you know, we will persevere and we will continue to survive and live past this really difficult moment.
Derek Adams' Sanctuary opened last week, and it's on view through June 6th. The exhibition was originally presented at the Museum of Arts and Design in New York in 2018. During the Jim Crow era, Black Americans referenced the Negro Motorist Green Book to identify safe and welcoming businesses while traveling. The New York City-based artist uses the Green Book as inspiration for this exhibition that features mixed-media collage and sculpture. Visual arts curator Lauren Haynes says while people today may take the idea of a road trip as a given, the safety white people are afforded in their travels is not necessarily a given for Black Americans.
For me, this exhibition fits so lovely in our space because it's taking something that's historical as its starting point, but really bringing it to this present moment and also really talking about how this idea of relaxation and leisure, it can be seen as a political act for Black Americans. This idea that, you know what, I just want to go on a road trip. I just want to go swimming. I just want to do these things that so many people take for granted and what it means to do that in a continually fraught time.
Included in the exhibition are roof banners decorated with phrases like, are we there yet? And can we get a break?
And I love these sort of text play in these works because it also speaks to the Black American experience. You know, like, can we get a break? We've come a long way, but we're not quite there yet. And are we there yet? And sort of where is there? So some of these typical things that you may hear on a long car trip, but also very much relevant to the Black American experience as Derek is representing in his work.
Rounding out the trio of exhibitions is Sarah Kane in Nature, which is on view through May 30th. The Los Angeles-based artist's site-responsive show includes 10 colorful installations, including abstract works on canvas, functional floor paintings, sculpture, and a stained glass window.
We had been slated to actually close this window up, but she talked about that she had just started working in stained glass and was really interested in that, and could we maybe keep this open for her? And because of where we were in construction, we were really able to do that. And it turned into just honestly this perfect place for this work. And I think that's one of the things that I enjoy the most about the Momentary and our building and our process of working with artists for a lot of these projects. We're able to really have these conversations and these push and pull moments that really create an overall, you know, final product.
Ains says all three exhibitions offer a different experience and a different perspective on the ways in which artists are making work at this moment. All three exhibits are presented in both English and Spanish and are free to view. No tickets are required, but the Momentary is limiting occupancy to a third capacity. Face coverings must be worn by guests. More information is available at themomentary.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.